Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn here. I'm back with knowing your worth in your relationship. Sometimes you must forget what you feel and remember what you deserve. Now, okay, we're going to take a second and let that soak in. Because in real life, we don't forget some of the things that happen to us, whether it's good or bad. But when it comes to your heart and feelings, it will hurt for some time. But the more we think about it and what we deserve, we will come out of all that hurt and pain. And remember, one day, what you deserve will come to you and you will know how to receive it. I was with this guy I thought was a real man, but found out he was yet another wolf in sheep's clothing. I was loyal to him and come to find out he was sleeping with another female. I found another woman's underwear behind his bed. When I asked him about it, he had the nerve to say he don't know how that got there. Like, really. But the thing is, during the whole week before we even linked up, I was having feelings because I felt something wasn't feeling right or whatever. But I just didn't have no proof. So I asked God to please help me. Why am I having these thoughts? And on Sunday, when we were together, the pillow fell behind the bed, and that's when I saw panties. The lesser me would have fought him, but the better me just got my things, called a cab, went home. I've learned to stop, and I mean stop ignoring the signs. And if you feel like it's not right, then maybe it's not. I know what I bring to the table, so trust me when I say I'm not afraid to eat alone. Knowing what you bring to the table, and you've been doing it for so long, you lost yourself, and couldn't even see that you're the one unhappy. You were too busy making sure the next person was happy. When you take time to step back and look at what you've been doing for others, you'll see nothing was done to please you. You need to take another look at yourself, and you will only see that you were being used for whatever that person wanted you there for. Sometimes we are so blinded by our hearts and our feelings, that's what keeps us from leaving that person. We allow ourselves to be treated that way. We were being treated. Now, it's time to open your eyes and see that you are better. And know that you can use your power of loving you to be able to walk away and never be scared to eat alone. Me personally, I'd rather eat alone than been eating with somebody that doesn't really care about me, whether I eat with or without them. The moment you feel like you have to prove your worth to someone is the moment you absolutely, utterly walk away. If you have to prove your worth to someone, you need to get your things and go. If you and that person is supposed to be together, it should be a team effort. You prove to each other that you want to be there for one another in that relationship. It shouldn't be one-sided, not at all. I don't feel we should ever put anyone's needs above our own. And a lot of times we do. I mean, it's just something natural for people that are good-hearted and kind, whether you're a man or a woman. Sometimes we just do that for the people that we think love us the way that we love them. But hey, everyone has their wolf in the sheep clothing. Not all, but you know, some do. But as a person of kind-hearted and good and want to be loved and like to love, like, we look past that. You know, and sometimes we shouldn't even look past that. We need to actually take our time. I know at a certain age, some people be like, oh, I don't have time for that. But at the end of the day, we should really take time to get to know someone so we won't keep putting ourselves through this. And let people see that, you know, what they have is good. Or even if, you know, that person is iffy, like, just put it out there, like, you know, this is not something I'm ready for or what I want right now, you know, and things like that. But not a lot of people do that. You know, I don't feel we should ever put anyone's needs above ours. And a lot of times we have friends and family that see our hurt and pain that we have been putting ourselves through. And when they speak upon it, we don't like to listen because we're still feeling with our hearts and our minds and thinking that that person is not the way that how everyone else sees it because we don't see it. But let's be real, we are just fooling ourselves. Yes, it's hard to see because we are so scared to be alone. But once we realize it's okay to absolutely walk away with your head up, nothing is unstoppable. Because you come to a place where you can see clearly and start back loving you. But once we let go of all that toxic trash and start healing ourselves, we'll see a whole new light of a person in ourselves. I mean, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard, especially when you're the type of person that loves hard and wants to have the best for in that relationship. But when it's one-sided, it's not good. It's not good because you should be with someone who's going to love you the same way how you love them. Like I said, a team effort is a team effort. It's you and that person. When you're together, you should think the way he thinks. She should think the way you think. Like, love yourself. Just love yourself and know your worth. And know that you deserve better and you can have better. And taking your time is nothing wrong with that at all. Because I know for myself personally, I'm going to be taking my time. Because I've been hurt too many times by too many people. And me, I'm like very loyal to whoever I'm dealing with. I don't need to go out and cheat. If I feel some kind of way, I'm the type of person that like to talk it out. Like, we're going to discuss this. Let's come to the table, come to an agreement, talk about what's hurting you, what's hurting me, how can we change this. And I've tried it, and majority of the time I got lied to. They just wanted to tell me what they thought I wanted to hear, I guess just to shut me up. But in the end, no matter how many times I got my heart broken, I'm not going to let that change me. I know my worth, and I know I'm a good woman, and I know one day I will have a good man to come in my life, and I will know how to receive him and accept him and continue in doing my part as a woman. So I will not let no one kill my joy. I will not let no one take advantage of me anymore. I know my worth. I know who I am. It took me a while to like get myself together. But I am so proud and happy of myself that it's so unimaginable. Like, I feel as though I am unstoppable. So don't let a few bad apples change who you are. You still going to be a good person no matter what.